With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday to mark the life and work of the American civil rights worker. King was born on January 15, 1929 and was gunned down on April 4, 1968 in Memphis. He was a Baptist pastor in Atlanta who encouraged civil protests surrounding the mistreatment of blacks and racism that raged across the U.S. in the 1950s and 60s. While King is well known for his writing and speeches, he is perhaps best known for his I Have a Dream speech delivered in Washington on August 28, 1963.
So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Disaster relief workers are helping in the Southeast, where around 30 tornadoes ripped through Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Georgia late last week, leaving many dead and others digging out from damaged homes and businesses. At the same time, DR workers are trying to help Californians as they've faced weeks of flooding with more than a dozen people killed by floodwaters. More details on those stories at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.